You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. CJ Williams here. We at Charlotte Entrepreneur Connect networking event right here in the middle of Uptown Charlotte, joined by Miss Chef Z.
Yes.
From Brooklyn. Brooklyn is in the house
all day.
So what you doing here?
I'm actually here. I catered some food for the event. I'm the resident chef here for the events.
So have you done more other events
with them? Yes, I've done other events with them, yes.
Okay, how many? How long have you been working?
I did about three events so far. This is my third one.
So how long have you been chefing?
I've been chefing professionally for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm. So all of those years, have you been like self-employed doing that? Your own business?
No, for about, I say the last 15 years, it's been my own business, but I've been working like in nursing homes, nursing facilities, and just doing a lot of personal chefing, catering, and doing events like this.
Which one do you enjoy most? Events, personal chef? What's...
I like them all because they all make money.
How long have you been down here in Charlotte?
I've been in Charlotte for about 6 years.
6 years. How you liking it?
I love Charlotte. Charlotte. It's not like New York, but...
It's not. I was just in New York.
I love Charlotte.
I was just in New York right before Christmas.
Okay.
It's cold.
Yeah, that's why you don't go during the cold. You go in the summertime.
I mean, we wanted to see it because of
the holidays. Yeah, because you want to see the Rockefeller Center.
Yeah,
you want to see the tree.
We did all that stuff. Looking like tourists
in
the subway and the Bronx and Yankee Stadium and all that. It was fun.
Yes.
I enjoyed New York. My mom's from Brooklyn.
Great place to visit.
It is. It is. So what do you specialize in? What type of food do you specialize in?
I specialize in anything anybody wants to eat.
Okay.
I do African cuisine. I do West Indian cuisine. My background is West Indian, Spanish, American, and Southern.
Is that where your people are from?
Yeah, my dad is from Antigua. My mom is from St. Thomas. And my granddad is from Provençal, France, a Caucasian man. Blue eyes, blonde hair. So, like, it's amazing, the culture and the different ethnicities of food that I've learned.
That's amazing. So you bring that to your cuisine?
I bring that to my cuisine. I am a fresh local items. Don't use salt. I rather use fresh ingredients like herbs and spices and things like that.
So what are you expecting in 2026?
I expect for God to just bless me and bless my business and make everything bountiful for me. You know, I just want to grow my business. I do meal prep. I do basically everything. Anything that deals with cooking. I'll even come to your house and cook for you, do private meals, or cook for the week with my meal prep. So I'm very versatile when it comes to it.
What are your struggles in your business? Because every business deals with things. So,
my struggle, I don't have enough social media presence. I'm not a social media person. And, you know, every time that I get ready to cook something, I go, dang, I forgot my tripod. Dang, I should have did some content. You know, so my struggle is learning to do more content so I can get out there, because we live in a social media era. And when I grew up, we didn't have social media. We barely had the internet. We didn't have cell phones. We had house phones, things like that. I was there, I started when AOL was just a you know, I'm not a social media person. So learning to do social media has been my biggest thing.
Okay, so 30 seconds, do it for social media. What you got to say?
Okay, you can see me, Chef Z. My website is A Taste of Flavor, F-L-A-V-A.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Over.
Yeah,
you
I got to do that over.
Come
I'm
on,
sorry.
Man.
My website is A Taste of Flavor. It's A-T-A-S-T-E-O-F FLAVA.com. That's the tasteofflavor.com. My Instagram is @taste_of_flavor. And I'm there. I'm there. I'm everywhere. You could go to my website or go to my Instagram and just hit me up, and I got you.
What are they going to get from you that they're not going to get from anybody else?
Oh, they're going to get flavor. And they're going to get love in the cooking. I mean, you were here. Did you eat any of my food?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I had the wraps.
I mean, I made simple wraps, and everybody loved them. I made some simple brownies, and everybody loved it. Well, it's simple to me. But to everybody else, you know, I put love into my food. And if I wouldn't eat it, I wouldn't serve it.
That's good. I appreciate you, Ms.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes,
thank you.
Ma'am.
Thank you. Y'all hit me up.